This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And we've got Discord. You can join the Discord on-air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mike.
We're going to take you to the Haskell Free Library. Well, verbally, at least. We're not actually in Derby Line, Vermont, but I have been to this particular location, and Mike, it sounded like you've actually been there.
I've been there, too. It's interesting because it's right on the Vermont-Canada border.
That was the reason I went.
And part of the community is in Canada and part's in Vermont. And
part of the library is in Canada and part of the library is in
Vermont. And that's common across town where you'll have the national boundary going through buildings, and they actually will have the line on the floor so you can make sure that you're not becoming an illegal immigrant at moments.
Because it's no fun.
Particularly if you're wandering around a pub that's in two countries. I mean, you're just staggering along with a beer.
How long has it been since you've been to Derby Line?
Oh, geez, since I was in my 20s, easily.
Yeah, okay. And you're in your 40s?
I just turned 50.
50, okay. It's been a while then, because the town is dead at this point. I went within the last couple of years. We took a group of folks up from the Porcupine Freedom Festival a couple years ago, and we did a Run for the Border event where five of us took a ride up there, and we...
The kids sure had to have fun.
It was fun.
Well, you know, some of these towns you need to get in your order before 9 p.m. or the sidewalks will roll up in a lot of these small towns in northern New England.
It's just a dead town. I mean, it used to be, we actually talked to somebody on the streets there about the way things used to be before the Border Patrol got really intense with their enforcement there. And it used to be that people would just cross over, no problem, you know, walk back and forth. They didn't have to go through any kind of checkpoint or whatever. And the town on the other side is called Stanstead in Quebec. So it's Stanstead, Quebec, and then Derby Line, Vermont. And they're basically the same town, but there's the border running through it. And, I don't know, a decade ago or whatever, after 9/11, basically, things got pretty intense as far as border security is concerned.
Did they put up a wall?
They didn't put up a wall, but they do have potted plants that are filled with concrete that are blocking the library road. So the road right on where the library is on a corner, there's a road that heads north up into Canada there. But you cannot drive on that road because of the concrete-filled potted plants that are now across that particular road.
Right. They blocked off the roads, and now you can only go through in certain locations.
And businesses are closed. The downtown in Derby Line, Stanstead's apparently doing better than Derby Line, but Derby Line... Because apparently the Border Patrol just aren't as nasty in Canada. But Derby Line, up and down the roads. If you stand on the main drag in Derby Line and you just wait for a little bit, it's not long before Border Patrol passes by, as well as state police. I mean, it's just... The place is loaded with cops.
Please, there's almost, may I have your papers, please?
Yeah, and there's almost no people. Houses are for sale. Businesses are closed. Now, to be fair, the day we ended up going actually turned out to be a Canadian holiday, and I forget which one it was, but they had some holiday that happened on a Tuesday in Canada.
That's a holiday.
So
Thanksgiving.
Tuesday's a holiday.
They don't have Thanksgiving in Canada.
Yes, they do. It's just not the same day.
You're an idiot.
Really?
Yes.
I'd heard they didn't have it.
You're really an idiot. Canadian Thanksgiving. It's not the same day.
Is it about, like, Indians and pilgrims, or is it about something completely different?
It's about giving thanks, you rube. It's in October.
Huh.
Because harvest is a little earlier in Canada.
I see. Well, anyway, the town's dead. I mean, even the places that were downtown that could have been open looked like they were barren. There was, like, nothing that was open. There was a gas station. There was an Irving gas station.
So it's like a DMZ.
basically. I mean, it's just the Irving gas station exists so they can serve, you know, the people that need gas and a snack,
which
and that's
is
pretty much
border patrol.
Yeah, and the border patrol, right? Because the border patrol station is literally across the street from the Irving gas station, and that's it.
I bet they're making a lot of money on donuts.
But the Haskell Free Library, according to globalnews.ca, which straddles the U.S.-Canadian border, is home to an array of novels, an opera house, and, for a brief time, international gun smuggling. The Heritage Building was built in 1904 and is the only library in the world to straddle a border. I didn't know that. I knew it was unusual, but I didn't realize it was the only one. Between the towns of Derbyline and Stanstead, there's a black line on the library floor marking the divide. You enter the building through the U.S., but the circulation desk and most of the books are in Canada. The reading room is in both countries. The building's unique layout may be why it was an attractive location for a Montreal man to smuggle handguns into Canada. Which, of course, as you may know, Canada is not a particularly gun-friendly place. As I understand it, you can have a rifle if you've got the right, you know, permission slips,
right.
But handguns a lot harder, if not
much
prohibited.
Harder, yeah.
So on Monday, the 40-year-old suspect here, Alexis Vlachos, pleaded guilty to smuggling 100 handguns from the U.S. into Canada and using the library as a drop-off.
So did he have, like, one of those hollow books with a gun outline in it?
You see in the movies?
Yeah.
Good
what
question.
Else could he possibly have?
Vermont prosecutors, they'll tell you here what he was doing, allegedly. Vermont prosecutors said between July of 2010 and April of 2011, Vlachos worked with two Americans who purchased dozens of handguns in Florida, then drove them to Vermont to smuggle them into Canada.
Why not buy them
in Vermont?
New Hampshire.
Anyway, going on March 25th, 2011, the two Americans stashed a bag of around 20 guns in the washroom of the Haskell Library and left. Vlachos then walked into the building and retrieved the bag, according to court documents. He then sold the guns in Quebec, prosecutors said. But the drop-off caught the eye of an attentive librarian, and police started watching the smugglers from then on, according to court documents. Now, that's interesting that it caught the eye of a librarian, because having actually been...
Once again, a town is crawling with government agents, and...
It was a librarian.
It's just your average person doing their average
job.
She's a government agent. She's a government agent.
She's got to be a government agent.
She's not a federal government agent.
Probably not.
Who knows?
So, what I want
to be a cover.
So what I wanted to say about this was that it was interesting that she was the one who picked up on this, because when you leave the Haskell Library, you are supposedly being watched. There are men with cameras monitoring camera feeds.
Well, we wouldn't want dangerous books to get smuggled from the Haskell Free Library into the U.S.
Well, I don't know what they're expecting is going to happen, but if they notice a guy walk in without a big duffel bag full of guns and then, you know, walk out with a duffel bag full of whatever, that presumably would have raised some suspicions if the Border Patrol was actually watching the cameras that are monitoring the facility.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm big on reading, so I've, you know, carried around big bags of books a few times.
Well, as have I.
I suspect all they would really need to do is want to search you. If they, you know, noticed you doing something, they would just stop you, and you'd have to consent likely to a search because you were crossing the border.
Make sure you have those guns properly checked and stamped out from the library librarian.
You find them.
I checked this gun out.
You find the most common style bag that somebody might carry,
yep.
And you get three of them, and then. You know, you and your Confederate walk into the library from opposite sides, opposite countries.
Yep.
You both go potty at some point. You
exchange the bags.
You get a wink at each other.
Right.
And then you go to the bathroom, you exchange the bags, and then I walk out with a bag of underwear, and you take the guns to Quebec and
you
get
sound
rich.
Like you're experienced at this sort of gig.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's actually a really smart idea, Mark, and apparently they didn't think of that.
9 years in prison, people!
In this case.
You only hear about the criminals that are stupid and get caught.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, they could have done it slowly, too. They could have just done one or two guns at a time. That way he didn't have to pack in a whole bag or whatever. You know, just, you're making enough money on it, just stay in a hotel overnight and come back and do it again the next day or something like that. But anyway, they got caught, And a couple of weeks later, one of the Americans bought 34 guns from a dealer in Florida, then drove them to a remote section of northeastern Vermont near Lake Wallace. Latos then hiked into the forest to meet the accomplice, handing over $18,000 in cash in exchange for the guns.
This is something I've always wondered is if we're so scared about who's going to get across the border. So if I go to a Canada, it's or at least at one point, it was against the law. I don't know if that's the case now. I think it's been 10 years, and maybe I can go. I don't know.
You have to send them a request and pay them.
Is that legal advice?
That's the advice they gave me.
They told me 10 years. That's all they told me.
Oh, you both got you're both persona non grata.
Yeah, you have to wait 10 years and then pay to get the... to get the permission slip to get through.
I don't consider that
felons have to pay
advice.
More. Felons have to pay more. I'm not an attorney, Mark. I'm just telling you what they told me, and they could be wrong. But you
the
can look into it.
Just told me 10 years.
I did check it out, and they do have fees as well. So maybe they introduced the fees since you talked to the magistrate. But there are fees as well, and I think it's like a grand, $250 for misdemeanors.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can download all kinds of free stuff there, including archives that go back for more than a decade.
Whole Food Multi-Complete is much more than a multivitamin. We call it a multi, and the reason is because not only is it to have vitamins and minerals, but it has enzymes and probiotics and antioxidants and immune support and bone and joint support and energy support. And they've been, quietly providing for 15 years what the big guys want, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Just visit simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL to receive 10% off of your order every time for every order. They take Dash and Bitcoin. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. It's simplifymysupplements.com, coupon code FTL to receive 10% off.
All right, we can continue here with your calls and thoughts. We can talk more also about the gun smuggling operation that was broken up at the Derby Line, Vermont Library, where the border crosses through the middle of the library. There's actually a line, black tape line down the middle of the building. I had gone there a couple of years ago during the summertime with a group of libertarian activists to do a border cross with no identification or with identification like, not no ID, but anything besides a passport, basically. We were testing the waters to see, you know, what could you get through with? Because there's a lot of misinformation out there. The U.S. government wants you to believe that you have to have a passport, for instance, or a passport card in order to cross the border of Canada or Mexico, and that's just a straight-up lie.
Did you get across?
I did not, because I have a misdemeanor conviction for obstructing government administration and another misdemeanor conviction for false... Oh, God, what the heck's it called?
They can stop you for all misdemeanors, too?
People of low repute here with all these convicts in the room.
They can stop you for some misdemeanors in the case
just
of...
a random series?
No, it's not random. In this case, they don't want me there because I'm a troublemaker. I'm the kind of person who will not do what he's told, and so they don't want me
there. So did Canada say you weren't allowed to come there?
Yeah, I was sitting in a room with Canadian border guards for 90 minutes while they ran background checks on me until they finally decided...
Sucker, they threw me in jail. Made a magistrate kick me out.
Yeah, well, you're a felon, so maybe they took you a little bit more seriously. I was told after, and they were very, very nice. I just have to say, it was the most pleasant 90-minute long detention.
Canadians are going to be polite, even if you are a real SOB.
Yeah, they gave us recommendations as to where to go eat over in Stansted, because most of the people we were able to get through, I was the only one who was rejected from Canada. So we had people going in with just their driver's license. We had somebody else go in with their... Oh, God, I forget. You have to watch the video. There's a 24-minute documentary that I made about it. It's on YouTube. It's entitled, Did the Border Kill the Small Town of Derby Line, Vermont? It's got over 55,000 views. It is the number two most viewed video on YouTube about Derby Line. So I'm very, very happy about that. But that actually will chronicle not only our attempt to cross the border, which we actually can't show you because the border guards in Canada demanded that we turn the cameras off as we approached, and further demanded that we never publish that video. So, and unfortunately, that video is lost now because the FBI raided the studios last year and took the computer that had that footage on it. So,
ouch. The year before last.
Yeah, 2 years ago. You're right.
Haven't heard from him, by the way.
Nope.
Just in case you guys are keeping track.
No, we haven't. So it chronicles what it's like on the border, meaning you can see the potted plants with the concrete in them. You can see the cameras that are all over the place. The border guards driving past constantly.
So it's very eco-friendly to have all this plant matter around. So it's you know, at least we're keeping some florists.
There's definitely some growth there because nobody's cutting anything. It's basically a dying town. Now, the YouTube comments, of course, are always entertaining to read, and as many people hate this video as like the video.
No, they didn't follow the government people's orders.
Right. So you get to see all that. You get to see the Border Patrol confronting us before we even get to the border. We were up on a bridge that is it runs over I-91, which is a major passing point.
Yeah.
There's two passing points at Derby Line. There's the I-91, major one, and then if you actually go into downtown Derby Line and go north from there, there's a very small one. That's the one we ended up crossing at, and the idea was we were going to walk across the border. That way they couldn't search a car or anything like that. And so while we were on this bridge, just kind of getting footage of the big border checkpoints, one of the guards from down in the U.S. side, you heard him, we could hear him yell from the, like, hundreds of feet away. He yells at us. Then they go and pile in a cruiser and, you know, hightail it up towards where we were on the bridge and try to intimidate us, which absolutely failed. On their part, so you get to watch that happen as well. It's pretty
get back to your stall, rent a cop.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining stuff. So check that out when you get a chance. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the gun smuggling operation that got busted there in Derby Line. But
I was thinking, where is the gun owner going to keep his magazines? But in a library.
But we got Zach on the line calling from I don't know where. He's on Skype. Hello, Zach.
Hi, Zach in Minneapolis. How are you?
Hey, Zach. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, so I just want to talk. I don't know if you guys talked about it. It was in the news a couple weeks ago. Did you talk about the homeowner with the cop doing the welfare check down in Georgia?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Does that ring any bells? Okay. So briefly, what happened?
Usually, these welfare checks don't turn out very well for the person they were checking on.
Yeah, it didn't turn out well for a couple folks. Okay. So the Reader's Digest of what happened. This guy's family called the county sheriff's office and asked them to do a welfare check on their son, and they were concerned about his mental well-being. What you see is dash cam footage.
From police?
And it's Troup County, T-R-O-U-P, down in Georgia. And what you see is the dash cam video from the police as he pulls up to a gate, and it looks like it's probably, you know, it's rural, it's some, you know, like you'd see on a farm, like a okay. long kind of gate.
Yep.
So the cop pulls up, opens the gate, and you see him walk off. Well, then a few minutes later, you see come into frame the homeowner, who wasn't there at the time. So he gets out. You see him walk in front of the police car.
Hold on, just to clarify. Is the homeowner the person who called the police or the person who was being checked on?
Being checked on.
Okay.
So he gets some sort of instrument, and you hear him banging on the police car. The cop is, you know, off in the distance.
I bet the cop didn't like that.
He's far away. Like, he's out of frame. He doesn't know what's going on. Then you see the homeowner, again, the guy who's being checked on, come into frame with a handgun and start shooting the police car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to get some attention.
Yeah, and the cop is not in eyesight, but he's mic'd up still, so you hear him yelling, Sheriff Department, and he's probably, you know, 100 yards away. This guy gets in his truck, drives past the gate, closes the gate, and goes off frame.
Okay.
And again, the cop is still mic'd up.
Never comes back.
Yeah. And I hear the music.
I want to hear the rest of the story. Stand by. Zach is with us. He's in Minnesota and on Skype. You can join us as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Man, blasting away at a police car, apparently unprovoked. I mean, I understand not liking the police, but probably want to keep your opinion to yourself on that if you're all alone in the middle of the woods with one. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mike.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, but I do want you to know about Zencash. It is one of the newer kids on the block when it comes to cryptocurrencies, having started in 2017, but they've taken some of the best technology, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you want anonymous cryptocurrency, you want to look at Zencash. Also, decentralized autonomous organizations. They took that idea from the folks over at Dash, who have used that very successfully to govern their currency and do things like marketing. So that's, I think, a very exciting technology as well. And they're also creating a secure platform for money and messages and hopefully at some point media that can be sent to anyone anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. You can go to Zencash.com to learn more about it. That's Zencash.com. It was founded by liberty-loving voluntarists who actually use the term voluntarism in their white paper. So check it out and learn more about it over at Zencash.com. As we continue here, Zach in Minnesota was telling us a story out of, where was it again?
It's Troup County, Georgia.
Georgia. All right.
Yeah.
And a cop is called in for a so-called welfare check, which I've heard so many stories of these welfare checks going very, very wrong for the people that were supposedly to be having their welfare checked. In this case, he drives out to a house that is kind of in the woods. You're seeing the dash cam. You were describing the dash cam footage to us. The cop walks somewhere away from his car. Is he walking onto the property past the fence? Is that where the cop has walked onto?
Yeah, he goes presumably towards where the house is off right in the distance.
And then the person who owns the house comes onto the dash cam footage, presumably from what, the road, the other direction?
Yeah, yep.
And proceeds to begin firing a gun after hammering, or like hitting the car, then pulls a gun and starts firing it into the police cruiser. At that point, you said you could hear the officer begin to yell because he had a mic microphone that was hooked up to his dash cam, and that was where you kind of left the story off. So what happened?
Yeah, so then the homeowner, the guy who's supposed to be checked on, he drives past the gate, closes the gate behind him, and then drives down out of view. And then all we can hear is, again, the deputy's mic. And you can almost imagine the conversation, I guess you could call it, because he has kind of a calmer tone when you can tell that he's seeing the guy. So he goes, "Hey, sheriff's department, you know, whatever." And then you hear him start yelling, and then you hear more gunshots.
Oh, gosh.
And the picture of the deputy, he can't be 20 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just a kid. And then you can hear him, you know, start yelling and, "Please don't shoot me." And then he runs back into view. And he's running back towards his squad car, and this other guy is chasing him through the yard.
Whoa!
He hurdles over the fence, trips, and falls out of view. And then the guy, he leans back over the fence and shoots the cop twice.
Oh, my gosh. This did not go the direction I thought it was going to.
Yeah. Now, they both lived. Apparently the cop had a couple injuries, but was treated and released. I guess he's fine.
Jeez.
And, of course, you know, hell rained down on that house. They brought in every, you know, cop in 50 miles, and there was a standoff, and I guess they arrested the guy.
Wow. He's amazing.
Yeah, he definitely got protected and served.
Amazing he lived through that.
So I tell you that whole story because, as you kind of said, Ian, it's almost an M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end where it doesn't really go how this normally goes.
Yeah.
And the comments on the thread, because it was on a popular, you know, kind of libertarian page, and the comments were very and somewhat predictably defending this homeowner. And, you know, I've been flying the minarchist flag for quite a while. And you know, I try to, you know, follow the NAP, you know, even though it is
non-aggression principle is what NAP stands for. And a minarchist is somebody who believes in a small, limited government.
Right. And this is one of those cases where, you know, we talk in theory about something like this happening. And this is kind of the first instance of this that I can really think of. And, you know, everybody says, well, you know, you come on my property, that's what happens. But, you know, where does it break down? You know, when the guy's running away crying for his life, you know, obviously any sort of threat is gone. And I wonder if it kind of exposes how, you know, when we go to the extreme of where we say, you know, basically my little piece of dirt is my sovereign land that I can do whatever I want on, you know, are there things that are just inherently wrong?
Yeah, it doesn't include, you know, killing people. Just because you have a plot of land doesn't mean you get to commit murder.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, look, we're all critics of overbearing cops here on this show, no doubt about it.
The police were invited there, to be clear, by this guy's parents. Now, they don't have a right to the property, but from a social standpoint, people are going to presume that your parents can invite them onto your property, if that makes sense. I mean, unless there's some kind of known falling out, then that's just the way people are going to presume.
Well, plus, because I don't believe that you can just blast somebody to death because they've set foot on your property even without permission. I think that most people would agree that killing somebody or shooting somebody over a simple trespass is completely uncalled for. Now, I know there are some libertarians who believe that you have the right to kill somebody if they steal a paperclip from you, but I don't think most sane people would agree with that particular that idea.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of shows, and, you know, it's a good kind of case study on how would the marketplace handle, for instance, a welfare check. Because, you know, the parents asked the cops to go check on their son because they thought he was mentally ill. I'll just leave it
I'm
there.
I'm going to go ahead and say that that's true.
Yeah, there's good evidence for that. But maybe sending a man with a gun on his hip to check on a mentally ill person is not the best way to check welfare. Maybe there are some more compassionate methods that the marketplace could come up with. Instead of that.
That may be, but, you know, the fact that he's a mentally ill person who's armed may mandate that at least somebody who shows up have the ability to defend.
I didn't say they shouldn't have the ability, but to openly have a gun in front of a man who's insane may not be, you know, it could be a little bit agitating. Perhaps you'd want to have the gun concealed in the small of your back or something like that where you could easily access it, but it may not be as, like, let's say, triggering to the person in that particular situation.
Well, anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to get everybody's thoughts on that, so it was a good conversation.
Thanks, Zach, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I was surprised there, because normally when you hear about these welfare checks, it's the person who is checked upon that ends up dead at the hands of the police.
I would imagine the vast majority of
dog.
Yeah, the vast majority of welfare checks result in pretty much nothing or good things, and the ones that hit the news, you're more likely to hear about the dead dog or, you know, worse yet, the dead person. But, you know, this one goes to show that it's a dangerous job.
Let's go to Ricky in Pennsylvania, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Hello, Ricky.
Thank you, Brother Ian. Thank you, Mark. You summoned Ricky from the Commonwealth. I heard your voice.
Brother Rick, no love for Mike? What's
I love
up?
You too, Brother Mike. No, I love you too, Brother Mike. Now, of course, there's very few people that are on my list. You're not one of them. You know, that word Confederate. You know, I'm thinking I'm running for office. Now, my opponent's a Republican. Now, I was just speaking about the vampires. See, now, Ricky from the Commonwealth, he's a Republican that's an anti-federalist. That makes him a Democrat. That's not a riddle. These bastards stole America. You know, from...
Who are these bastards? Are they vampires?
What office are you running for?
Well, let's see here. From 1706 up to 1861, something we didn't have called taxes. Oh, yeah, Mr. Jefferson, now he tried to wipe away the debt, but he didn't succeed. But Mr. Jackson did. He blew the damn United States Bank away.
He's talking about the Civil War where he believes he's...
Andrew Jackson got rid of the Second National Bank.
Well, he also believes that he is Jefferson Davis. He believes he's a reincarnation of Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy.
Yeah, but that doesn't really have anything to do with what he's talking about.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's Jefferson.
What office is Ricky running for?
I'll tell you if you let me.
All right, well, hang on to you. Ricky, hang on. We'll come up here in a moment. It is Free Talk Live.
Go away, boy, you're bothering me.
The Free Talk Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour. Frightened you, my king.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. At the Skype username LRN.FM. Smuggling guns into Canada. We can talk a little bit more about that story coming up here. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mike.
We go back to Ricky from the Commonwealth. He is on the line with us from Skype. Mike, you'd asked Ricky what he's running for. He says he's running for office, and he hasn't given you the answer yet.
Well, certainly I will. I'm running for district 189 in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. That's State Representative Rosemary Brown's seat currently.
Excellent. So, what party are you running under?
Well, I told you I'm a Republican that's an anti-federalist. That would make me a Democrat.
So, how many people are in this district? How many potential voters?
That's a pretty good-sized district.
That's not answering my question.
Oh, I don't even know myself. I
How
know
many people voted in the last election?
Hell if I know. Everybody.
You don't have a list of the Democrats in your district?
Not particularly.
It doesn't seem like he's done his footwork. You need to go to the voter register and get a list of all the voters in the past election.
You can't wander around in a leather duster and expect to win, pal.
And you can't, the Confederate
flag.
Fly very well.
Yeah.
You got to go door to door. All politicians retail, shake people in the hand, kiss their babies, okay. All that sort of thing, and let them get to know the real Ricky.
Okay, here's the thing. Everybody knows the Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Everybody.
Well, damn near enough. Let me tell you something, Ian.
Do you call talk radio there, too?
I never called talk radio before I called your show,
really?
And I never call anyone else.
Because a lot of our callers are regulars to other talk radio shows, too. So, like, people have heard some of the other, you know, chronic callers to Free Talk Live calling other shows, sometimes under different names, but they will hear those people call. So you're saying we're the first show you've called on talk radio. Have you called other shows?
Like I said, you're the first and only show I ever called.
All right.
Awesome. Reason for that. Now, the reality, absolutely, because you know what? I believe in you guys. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, my strategy is very simple. Now, in 2016, I was going to run when I was approached by the DNC. Now, I canvassed. I estimated that I got about 1,000 votes by canvassing. Now, I'll tell you this. I already have the support of two police departments. I have the whole cab company.
The whole cab company. So are you going to be regulating Uber? How did you get the cab companies to support you?
Very simply put, I'm going after the Department of Transportation, and my enemy is Monroe County Transit, the bus company. Because here's why.
Oh, because fewer buses, more taxi rides. Good strategy.
Here's why I'm against MCTA. See, they're a private company that's tax exempt. So they're tax-free. And by the way, who dictates to them and controls them? The Department of Transportation, the damn state. Yeah, they don't like me. Right now, I'm banned from their buses. Actually, I just
really?
Met with them.
Really? How did that happen?
That sounds like a Rosa Parks kind of case to me.
Yeah, I think
it's just the opposite. Go ahead.
Very simply. You know, there's no freedom of speech on those damn buses. They're all a bunch of little socialists.
That's probably true.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Uh-huh. I was on the bus. And you know what happened? They're taking forever as usual, getting to the destination, and I'm talking to the driver. They say, why don't you just shut up? I said, no, I can talk to this guy. And I didn't have
sense. Did the driver tell you to shut up, or does the other passenger?
People on the bus use their freedom of speech to tell you to shut up?
That's right.
Okay.
Now, they can do that, but here's what they can't do. Now, I called her a name because I said, you're hard of hearing. Because I asked for a cigarette. And nobody had any. And I don't even have any.
You know you're not allowed to smoke on the bus, right?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't have any cigarettes. And now I hear a peon say no smoking on the bus. Now, here's the best part.
Uh-huh.
Now, he says, I'm going to call the police. Okay. I said, what's the charge? So he says, you can't use that word. It started with an A.
Okay.
So I said, now, here's the best part. So she didn't. She tells the driver, hey, you better call the police before he kills someone.
Whoa.
They left the scene. I talked to the officer, of course. Uh-huh. You know what the nice thing is? When I go off the bus, you know what this girl said? What's wrong? You look like an idiot. I said, why? See, because look at yourself wrapping yourself in the American flag like that. And I said, you know what? You're right. This is the battle flag of North Virginia Army. That's the Confederate States of America. And you want to know something? I was right the first time. You know, that makes an American flag, but I was right the first time. You are a blank. And I walked off the bus. They left the scene, by the way. Wait a minute.
So they left this. The police responded. You had words with them. They left the scene. At what point were you banned from riding the buses?
That day I got a letter. Now, today I was with their higher-ups. And you know what the thing is?
Wait, you got a letter the same day?
Oh, I got told I was banned that Monday, and I got a letter a few days later. Now, here's the thing. I met with higher-ups today, oddly enough.
In the bus department.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, the top person. And you know what's very interesting?
Now, you know what? If you don't have video, I don't believe you.
You need to start taping this, Ricky. Put it online.
Well, tape. I mean, I don't have tape anymore. But do you have a smartphone?
Yeah.
Do you have a smartphone?
Better. I got even better because you know what? They always lose its tape because all these buses.
Right. He's got his Windows phone. I don't know if you can record video on Windows phones. Does it let you do that?
You can record and put it on YouTube, man. You would be making some serious.
I'm telling you, and that's going to actually impact the campaign. If he starts going viral on YouTube, then everybody really is going to know Ricky from the Commonwealth. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number, although I don't know if they have cell 411 for Windows phones.
Windows?
Yeah, I suspect they don't have Cell 411 for Windows phones.
I have no clue.
That's maybe worth looking at. I doubt Virgil, to do the boss man behind the scenes there at Cell 411, is going to find Windows phones worth programming for, because you know, it takes time.
I imagine you'll get cussed at if you ask about that.
Why?
I believe somebody has said, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I believe somebody's actually pushed for that, and he's like, no.
Because nobody has a Windows phone.
You could do that.
So, you know, you have to pay a programmer, or if you are a programmer, you have to spend hours and hours and hours trying to make something work for a phone platform that nobody has. I mean, Ricky from the Commonwealth is the only person that I know of who has a Windows phone. I don't know anyone else.
How do you get one?
Probably call Microsoft or something. I don't know. Go to the Microsoft. Do they have Microsoft stores? Where you can go?
I can't imagine they do.
Like they have the Apple Store thing?
Best Buy.
Yeah, but like Apple Store is only bankrupt and out of business.
So there you go. There's Ricky from the Commonwealth. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450, free like freedom. So guns not welcome in Canada. One man smuggling guns through the Haskell Free Library in Derby Line, Vermont, also Stansted, Quebec, because the library itself actually crosses the border. There's the border line that runs through the library. He was leaving guns in the, his accomplices were leaving guns in the bathroom, and he was picking them up and walking them out, because the rules are, and I didn't explain this before, having gone to Derby Line, we learned what the rules were. You can go, if you're from Stansted, the Canadian side, you have to walk into the United States to go into the library. There aren't doors that you can get into on either side. The only public door is on the U.S. side. So you are legally allowed, without being checked by either Border Patrol, to walk up the sidewalk. You know, so you're walking south up into Derby Line, Vermont, and you have to stay on the sidewalk because, again, there are cameras purportedly watching your every move. You stay on the sidewalk, walk into the front door, and then when you leave, you also have to go that same path on the way out. If they notice that you go a different direction, they will intervene, supposedly, and stop you and search you or arrest you or demand you turn around or whatever it is that they do to people who don't leave the same way they came out. So he walked in, you know, without being checked, picked up a bag of guns in the bathroom, and then walked out without being checked right on back into Canada. I mean, it was a pretty good plan, except for the fact that the librarian apparently picked up on it. She noticed the dude walk out with a big bag that he hadn't walked in with, and she tipped off the Border Patrol, and they did the investigations and ultimately, strangely, ended up busting him in the middle of the woods when he picked up 34 guns from a dealer who had driven them up from Florida into a remote section of northeast Vermont near Lake Wallace. He then hiked into the forest and met the accomplice, handing over $18,000 in cash for the firearms, according to Global News.
I would think the forest would be the place to do this, frankly, that the library is what got him busted. You know, yep. What exactly is it necessary to go into the library to pass off these guns when you can go into the forest? I mean, most of the U.S.-Canadian border is just a forest.
Well, apparently that's where they caught him, though. He was then arrested by Canadian police and is now facing up to 20 years in prison. One of the American accomplices, Annette Wexler, previously pleaded guilty to conspiring to make false statements to licensed gun dealers and unlawful exportation, according to court documents. So it's a tragic story of peaceful people just trying to defend themselves and help others in Canada defend themselves with guns. And unfortunately, now all the taxpayers will have to be forced to pay to put them in a jail cell. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450 free like freedom. You are welcome to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Grumpy Cat wins a lawsuit. We'll tell you about it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.